Hey folks, this is Joey Chaos, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. Now, I say this a lot on the radio. I always say on every episode that it's a special episode of Oh No Radio. And I think that's because radio is special in general. But today is actually a bit of a special episode today because it's going to be the final episode of Oh No Radio for a while. I haven't come to this decision lightly. And I've been here for a long time. I've been with CJSF for 5 years now. I started off doing a show, post-Hype Radio, with my friend Kira. They moved on to CITR, and then I started doing Oh No Radio. It began as a pandemic project. It was in the spring of 2020, around this time of year, actually, when I first began my radio journey here at CJSF. And radio has always been a big part of my life. I'm a scholar in radio. I wrote about pirate radio. I had a pirate radio station for a couple of months in Victoria, actually. We got shut down by the CRTC. And before that, I was involved with CHLY in Nanaimo for a number of years, doing a show there as well. And I've always been drawn to the medium. I appreciate its immediacy, the linear nature of it, and how it's kind of ephemeral. Because even if you're listening to this online, it still has this whole process behind it that is meant to be for the here and for the now. And I've always appreciated that about radio. And I've really enjoyed my time here at CJSF as well, partly because I really got to discover some phenomenal music here in the Vancouver music scene. I'm a musician, I'm a photographer, I'm kind of embedded in the music scene, but it's easy to be stagnant, to not learn new things and experience new things. And I just reflected on all the folks that I've met over the years in the music scene here, at shows, at just meeting them up on the street and talking about their music. It's something that's always lit me up. And one of the first artists that I'm going to play on today's show is Kim Ortel. And Kim's a friend of mine. I've known Kim for well over a decade now, and Kim was one of the reasons why I moved to Vancouver in the first place. I was living in Victoria at the time. We were both working for teaching these media camps to youth, and I met Kim through this program, and we kind of hit it off right away, and Kim was a big part of my early musical career here in the city, and we wrote some songs together. I did a lot of documentation for Kim when they were starting out, and Kim has just blazed ahead and forged their own path, and I've always been astounded by Kim's output and their ability to reach people. And so I'm going to be kicking off today's show with a song, Stop Business As Usual, Part 2, featuring Phoenix Pagliacci and Bobby Sanchez. And this song is addressing the ongoing genocide in Palestine. And with any little bandwidth that I have, if I can help share a good message in these effed up times, I'm going to do it. I'm not just going to stay silent. Anyways, I'm going to let the song speak for itself. And after that, I'm going to be playing a full hour of music. These are new songs, old songs, and these are all by artists who've kind of really affected me as a person, as a musician, as a songwriter. I'm just trying to acknowledge these folks for what they've done and who they are. Thank you so much for sticking with the show, too, and for listening to it. Thank you to CJSF for being a wonderful radio station. You put up with a lot, and I wish you all the best, and maybe our paths will cross again in the future. This isn't the end of radio for me. It's just a bit of a break for now. Oh No Radio might pop up in a new form some way, somehow. But for now, let's just get to the music. Up next, Kim Ortel with Stop Business As Usual, Part 2.
business, 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 business.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
I don't wanna write a banger, I wanna reflect the time. Stop business as usual, stop the genocide. It's land back from Philippines to Palestine. It's time to uprise till we're all free. Fuck individualism, this is collective wisdom. No more consumerism, tune into global rhythms. We make the revolution irresistible. Leaning on each other, holding them accountable. They turning humans into robot cops. Slaves to empires, brains whitewashed. They put whiteness in religious laws. Gave them rights to enslave, mass graves, land theft, prison jobs.
Real, real loves and decolonization. Total liberation of our nation.
Stop the killings and the occupation. Changing, using radical imagination. Together we're amazing.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time. Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
Yeah, we screaming free, free, free pala. Stop
business.
Look, hey yo, my mere existence is resilience, and my resistance, sheer brilliance. But when the people lacking pigment ask what is this, I tell them I'm the mother earth hating business. They see a risk in children that are indigenous, and to their loss across the land they show indifference. So it don't come as no surprise to me when they letting the babies bleed for the oil and the greed. Funded by the land of the free, we march and we plead. Defund our vest, detract is the people's decree. So we taking it to the streets from the river to sea. You can block TikTok, but we still gon' speak. Press roll out on pause, this a priority. For all my people from Sudan, Congo to Haiti, Ethiopia, Myanmar, Tibet, and all my students too. South Africa making moves like how the Houthis do.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
Land back, they said it, freedom, yes, we'll get it. Revolutionary method, genocide, don't let it pass you by. Children continue to die, yeah, ask me why. People in land colonized, live in a prison state. Daily they discriminate, rather kill than integrate. Watching us disintegrate, but you cannot imitate our style in your face. Revolution illustrate, truth will disseminate. Land back from Peru to Palestine, killing people for some oil, land, and some gasoline. I'm talking revolution, this is not an average dream. When you fight against a system built on white supremacy, I don't wanna write a song, I wanna reflect the times. Flood the industry with revolutionary minds. Colonize the forces, stop the business enterprise. 35,000 killed, Palestinian genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. You are listening to the final episode of Oh No Radio here on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you. This is music that I love, that is near and dear to my heart. And on my last breaths here on CJSF, man, gonna miss saying those call letters. I really just want to play some great music for you. The last track we listened to is Kim Ortel's Stop Business As Usual Part 2. And that one is featuring contributions by Phoenix Pagliacci and Bobby Sanchez. Up next, we got some music from an artist who has meant so much to me over the years. He's also a really good friend. I'm going to be playing some Devours, and not some new Devours, but some classic Devours from the album Iconoclast. I'm going to be playing the song Curmudgeon, and this is the album that made me fall in love with Devours' music. Jeff Kincaid's been a beautiful person in the music scene, a great person to talk to in my life in general, and you are doing yourself a disservice if you have not seen a Devours show in Vancouver. Probably one of the best live acts in this city. Following that, I'm going to be playing some AC PDF with the track You're Not Within My Power to Change from the album Pleaser. This album came out in 2021. It's a co-creation between Oliver Clark and Patrick Ferrugia, who I played a lot on the radio here, actually. And I'm going to be playing the track You're Not Within My Power to Change. Really beautiful song, super strong vocals and production. And it's a major vibe. And just kind of reflecting on the music I've listened to over the years here. I've been in Vancouver for over 10 years now, and this one has always stuck with me. It's got some haunting tones in it, and I really hope you appreciate it on this rainy spring time that we're having.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave.
I'm always is Bird Note. When taking public transportation, you might read a book or listen to a podcast. But what if you used your commute to do a little birding? On the way to the bus or train stop, you might see a common grackle hopping along the curb. Or hear a house finch belting it out from a street tree. If the light rail goes over a river or passes by the shore, keep an eye out for gulls, herons, and birds that go diving for fish. And on the ride, you can also take comfort in knowing that you're helping birds by using public transportation and avoiding a potential car trip. By carrying more people in a single vehicle, mass transit can use less energy than cars. Taking steps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions can help the hundreds of bird species put at risk by climate change. Not to mention, while driving a car, you can't just relax and tune in to the birds all around you. Bird Note is on a mission to inspire 1 million people to take action to help birds over the next 3 years. To learn what you can do, visit birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
Hey folks, this is Joey Chaos, and you're listening to the final episode of Oh No Radio here on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. And the last two tracks that we listened to were Devourers with the song Curmudgeon from their album Iconoclast. They've released many albums since, but that was the song that really got me hooked on Devourers. After that was the song You're Not Within My Power to Change by ACP. PDF from their 2021 album Pleaser, and right after that was a PSA from Bird Note, and man, I'm gonna miss that little Bird Note song. Up next, we got two tracks for you. The first is by Ringfinger from their latest EP, In a Black Frame. The song is called Upon Acres, and the members of the band, Hannah and Mason, have been a big part of my life here in the Vancouver music scene. I've seen like Ringfinger's first show years ago, and we've kind of grown together as artists, and it's been great to see how far that band has come. Following that is a band who I haven't had... Oh, no, I did see them once. I saw them once at the Biltmore, and it was a great set, and they actually played with Devourers. And it is Grim. It is the song, and it's going to be the song Walking Around in an Ice Castle that is Melting. And this song is from the release Your Head is a House. It's a fantastic album that was released 2 years ago, and it's another one of those tracks that just kind of followed me around.
Crowds upon crowds.
Hey, folks, this is Joey KS, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. It's the last episode ever of Oh No Radio. It's been 5 amazing years here at CJSF. Check out the station at cjsf.ca because it's one of the few reasons other than listening to it that you can actually access information and materials about the station. Recently, various social media networks have made it impossible for they just don't allow access to share Canadian news sources and stories on their networks. I'm sure we've all experienced this now. And it's, quite frankly, it's terrible. It's really effing terrible. And I think that we need to do all we can to change and reverse these laws and these corporate strangleholds we have on media and access to the airwaves, because otherwise we're just kind of diving towards this terrible monoculture where no one has the ability to say anything, everyone's worldviews are going to be narrowed, and yeah, we're seeing the results of this daily. So here's a reminder to rally against your corporate mind lords, and fuck social media, I guess. I know I'm jumping ship from all media here with today's show, but we've had enough of it. But thank you for tuning in, and hey, when the big one hits, all we're gonna have left are